Pride will damn your soul. Pride will damn you, friend. Pride will just... Remember, I talked about the stench of stagnation, the self-righteousness. That's pride. Friend, I know. I am speaking to stagnant people. I know I am speaking to people who have dried up. People who have lost life. People who have lost the flow of energy. You've lost the life-giving flow of God in your life. And you're stale. You're stagnant. And from you is coming a stench. It could be sin. It could be the sin of self-righteousness. It can be drug addiction, alcoholism, adultery, pornography. It could be spiritual pride. Whatever it is, friend, it's damning you. You need to get on your face and let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow across you. Let the water of the Word come and wash your spiritual body and come alive in Jesus. Get that stench of stagnation off of you. And when people see you again, they'll say, Martha, what's happened to you? Judy, what's happened to you? Bobby, what has happened to you? Glenn, what has happened to you? You look different. You look so alive. It's a life of Christ, friend. And just as he raised Lazarus from the dead, and he said to his disciples, loose him and let him go. He's going to take you, friend. Unwrap those grave clothes from you and give you new life.
Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join in with scoffers. But they delight in doing everything the Lord wants. Day and night they think about His law. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season without fail. Their leaves never wither, and in all they do they prosper. But this is not true of the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction.
I thought to myself, if I stepped through into heaven tonight, I knew I'd never be able to communicate with her the fact that I had made it. But I thought, how could I selfishly do that and leave my mother to bury my corpse and think for all intents and purposes that her son went to hell without any faith, without any belief in God. And I looked back at her and thought, I can't cause her any more suffering. I wish to return, and I turned back to God and said, God, I wish to return to tell my mother that what she believes in is real. I do not know how I came here, but if I go back, I will find out where this place is, and I will come back again, whether anyone believes me or not. And whether you believe me or not, I know that if I was to die right now, I'd be in the presence of God and step through. As I stood there, God said to me, son, if you wish to return, you must see things in a new light. I thought, new light, things in new light. Oh, I must see through the light of love, the light of your presence and spirit, the light of forgiveness and joy. I must see from an eternal perspective, not a temporary earthly perspective. I must see from the eyes of God, from His perspective, not mine. I said, God, how do I do that? I looked back, and next to my mother was a vision of my father, my brother and my sister, and literally thousands upon thousands of people whose faces seemed to fade into the distance because I couldn't recognize them. I said, God, who are they? He said, son, if you don't return, these people will most likely never have a chance to hear about me because they'll never step foot inside a church to find out. The fact that you're in a church tonight on a Thursday evening is a miracle for some of you. Many of you have said in your heart, I won't be a hypocrite and never come to church again. I was in exactly the same position. I looked back and said, God, I don't know these people. I love my mother. I desire to return for them. The Lord said, I love these people. I desire that they come in and be with me. I said, God, how do I return down a tunnel, into darkness, and back into my physical form? He said, son, tilt your head. Now feel a liquid drain from your eye. Now open your eye and see.
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. But God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God."